Get up with Bree and Gondi.
Here we are.
Morning.
Had a sick day yesterday, yeah. So,
chucked a sickie.
Yeah, threw a sickie.
Oh, for a Monday.
I tell you what, when I put in the phone call to Yammer, I thought he's not going to buy this. You know, it's been AFL final prelims, it's been NRL final prelims, it's sunny on Monday. And I put in the call and Yammer goes, right, just on a 27 and sunny Monday. You're going to call in sick, are you?
I was planning on chucking a sickie this Monday, but it's a public holiday. So...
Well, you save yours for the Tuesday and we'll have an extra long weekend. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, I mean, I had the sick day. You couldn't do the show without me, of course.
Oh, yeah, no, you are what drives this show.
We ride or die together, don't we?
Ride or die. You're my ride or die.
That's what we do together. Yeah. So when Yammo called you, you were just like, I can't do it without Legaunt.
No, he actually told me, he's like, have the day off.
Really?
And then use one of your annual leave days. I was like, thanks very much, Yammo. I'm still not happy with him.
Why?
We're still feuding.
Why are we feuding? Why are we fighting with Yammo now?
I can't remember why I'm feuding with Yammo, but I still am. I'm not happy with him.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
Oh. Hey, you'd be happy that footy's finishing and summer's coming and it's just going to be cricket 24/7, aren't you? You'd be pumped with that.
Can't wait.
You'd be so excited.
I'm still waiting for Cricket Australia to get in touch with me for all my ideas that I've got for them.
Your ideas was to make cricket better was to get them to play half nude. That's what you came up with.
Yeah, tops off cricket. Who doesn't want that? And then I also had the idea to do a 1-1 instead of a 20-20.
That's right. One over each to decide the game.
That's awesome.
None of this 20 over stuff. Just come out, six balls each.
Or a 5-5. That's not bad.
Five overs?
Yeah, five overs.
Okay. What about just one ball?
I like
each.
That too.
One point. Hey, I know there'd be a few AFL fans on the coast, and if you're waking up to the news and you're trying to find out who won the Brownlow medal last night, because you said, Bree, have they done the Brownlow already?
Yeah, I didn't even know it was on.
Last night, Dustin Martin won it. Have a listen.
Richmond v St Kilda. Richmond, T. Cochin, one vote. Richmond, S. Grigg, two votes. Richmond... D. Martin, three votes. I declare the winner of the 2017 Brownlow Medal, Dustin Martin of the Richmond Football Club.
Did you get any money on Bree? Because he was paying $1.04.
Oh, jeez.
So for every dollar you put on, 4 cents.
Oh,
so
big win.
Did you load up on that one?
Big win. Apparently there was some sort of uproar.
About what?
About him winning.
Why?
There was some other guy, Dangerfield.
Patrick Dangerfield, but he was...
ineligible.
Yeah.
Because why?
Because if you get penalised during the season and you miss any games, you can't win. You can't be the best and fairest player. You can be the best player, but you can't be the best and fairest player.
So did he get like penalised?
Yeah. So he already knew that he couldn't win the Brownlow medal going into the awards night last night.
So how many games did he miss? Do you know?
I think he only missed one or two games, but it doesn't matter. Once that happens, you can't win the ultimate prize, the Brownlow medal. Do they not do that in the NRL?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Did he headbutt someone or something?
No, he's no Roy O'Donovan from the Mariners copping 12 weeks from that. But
flashing out the Jets.
Have you looked at the price for who's going to win the Dally M tomorrow night?
I haven't looked at the odds for the Dally M.
Cam Smith.
Okay.
Hot price favourite. You ready to load up on this one, Bree?
Here we go.
Get all your money out.
Mm-hmm.
$1.06. That's good odds, isn't it?
That is good odds.
6 cents for
I'm
every
put
dollar.
Put a grand on it, and I'll win $60. Is that right?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
Are you a massive fan of Japanese food?
Love Japanese food. I reckon it'd be my go-to, number one.
What about sashimi?
That's the raw stuff, right?
Yeah, like all the raw kind of sushi and stuff.
I can do it. Yep.
Don't mind a bit of sashimi? My brother, massive fan. It's his favourite.
Goes mad for the sashimi.
Goes nuts for it. He didn't go all that crazy for this new sashimi that I told him about.
What's the new sashimi? Doesn't sound good.
Raw chicken sashimi.
Raw chicken no.
That's the latest thing that's happening in Japan right now.
Oh, they do some weird stuff. I've seen them.
Chicken tartare or chicken sashimi, they call it.
I've seen them eat live frogs.
Yeah. But this
what
is
what do you mean?
Yeah,
the frog's alive.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
And eating it. That's that is sashimi at its rawest.
Raw chicken makes you sick.
I know.
And people are taking the risk.
That's salmonella sashimi. That is
literally. So in July, apparently, Japanese Ministry of Health had to issue a warning about eating it and stress that restaurants must cook chicken to a 75 degree internal temperature before being served. So they're saying that they need to at least sear the chicken to a certain point to kill any of the bacteria.
So is it though?
No, people are eating it completely raw.
They're going against the regulations just
yeah.
to go rogue and do it raw.
Yeah, apparently heaps of restaurants have it on the menu, like a lot. Like it's pretty common.
I can't even imagine that to taste good. Like I'm trying to picture that.
If I bite into chicken and there's like any sense that it might not be cooked all the way through, I can't eat it.
Why is that? Why with beef, you can eat it blue.
Yeah.
And almost bleeding, but you can't do it with chicken.
I'm not sure. I think it's the bacteria that lives in the chicken.
Okay.
But, yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
So will the population of Japan be going down one by one over the next...
I just don't get how that's a thing.
Food poisoning?
Raw chicken tastes horrible. Actually, I haven't had raw chicken myself, but...
Not completely raw chicken.
Not, yeah.
So when you walk into the supermarket and you see that stuff just sitting there that you're meant to fry up, that's the stuff they just cut. That's what I picture, right?
We'll take it out of the packet, put it on their plate and eat it.
No seaweed, no nothing? No seaweed, no rice?
Oh, because that's going to make it better.
We need something to mask the raw chicken taste. Don't knock it till you try it, Bree. Let's get some raw chicken in here. Have some raw chicken.
I don't think you know how Boss Yammo is. He'd have a heart attack.
We'll get legals to check it off. We'll get former President Obama to sign off on it, and then we'll be right to go.
Because in here, we have to get everything checked by legal, behind-the-scenes radio stuff. Yep. Can you imagine putting that across legal's desk?
Raw chicken.
Hi there, we just want to eat some raw chicken in the studio. Can you please pass this?
Who's it for, Breen Gaundy? Go right ahead. It's we don't need those guys anyway. All the best
for
the guys.
We'll take the risk.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
We really want to know.
Something
calls.
We do from time to time.
Yeah, the calls of the coast are ready to go.
So usually we pick something that's topical and we get people to call the show and we guess something about them based merely on their voice.
Who are we going to go? Oh, hang on a sec. Let's go. Let's start with Liz in Wombrell this morning, because today we're doing it based on the vote, which people are in the middle of right now, whether you're voting yes for marriage equality or no for...
Marriage equality.
Yeah.
And so we're going to guess if someone's voting yes or no.
Have you done yours yet? I need to get to it.
I've done mine.
You've done yours.
Yes.
When's the cutoff?
It's in... Oh,
I'm worried I'm going to miss out on
just
it.
Just do it today.
I'll do it today.
So you don't miss out on voting.
Liz in Wombrell. Morning, Liz.
Morning, Liz.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
You sound chipper this morning, Liz.
Yeah.
Oh, always chipper.
Are you married, Liz?
No.
You're not
married? Not married. Divorced.
Okay. So you've been there.
Do
didn't work
kids,
out for you.
Liz?
Sorry?
Do you have kids?
I do.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two kids?
Two kids.
How old are they?
19 and almost 18.
Okay. That's a lot of work for you, Liz, at the moment.
Yeah. Liz,
oh, yeah.
Do you like fairy floss?
Not overly.
Okay.
It's very sweet.
That was just a side note for me. I just wanted to know. I'm just thinking spring and summertime, you know, coming into that.
What about you, Bree? I do like garlic bread.
Garlic bread.
Yes, Liz. I'm glad you're on board the garlic bread train.
I like throwing in the weird questions from time to time. Liz, I'm going to say you're voting yes.
I'm going to say you're voting yes too, Liz.
I did. I voted yes.
Yes!
There we go. It's one for Liz. So you've got it in, signed, sealed, delivered, and sent back.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, yeah. Posted on the day.
The yes train.
Day. Oh. You're far more organised than me.
Way more organised.
Well done, Liz. All right, thanks for calling the show. Sam's in San Remo. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
Morning.
Morning, Sam.
Are you married?
Yes.
Okay, she's married.
Okay. You didn't get married in New Zealand to a woman by any chance?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Where did you get married, Sam?
Empire Bay.
Empire Bay.
Lovely spot.
Good spot.
What a nice spot.
Are you an NRL supporter?
No.
Random question.
Okay.
What about AFL?
No.
Do you hate sport?
Not all sport.
What sport do you like?
Yeah.
volleyball?
What is it?
Volleyball.
That's a definite yes. You've definitely voted yes on that one. Volleyball.
I like volleyball.
Yeah.
I think she's voted yes.
Yes, I'm backing you.
Sam?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah! There we go.
Nice work, Sam. We're 2 from 2 so far.
We are guessing well this morning. Brooke is in Glenning Valley. Morning, Brooke.
Morning.
Morning, Brooke.
Thanks for calling the show. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Married, not married?
Not married.
Not married.
What do you do for work, Brooke?
I am a nurse.
Nurse?
Nurse?
Yeah,
such
nurse.
Good people, yeah. Nurses.
Is your best friend in life a male or a female?
Male.
A male?
You have a male best friend. That can't be done.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
how long
rare.
Have you been friends for?
Maybe 5 years.
5 years. And where did you meet?
School.
Okay, and so how come you guys haven't ended up together? I'm now just trying to help you out on the dating scene. You're best friends, you're both single.
We are together.
Oh, you
that's cute.
You are together. I'm going to say...
I'm going to say you voted yes,
sure,
Brooke.
Sure, I'll back
three
it.
3 from 3.
3 from 3.
Yeah, I voted yes.
Oh. Yes, you did.
Where are the nose at? They can call.
Megan Trainor, where you at?
People can call our
of
show.
Of course,
we're not
yeah, feel
anybody.
Free to call. You're allowed to have your opinion.
13,
but we've got
3
yeses this morning. We're going to go one more.
Just quickly, Ruka, morning.
Morning, Ruka.
Morning.
Morning, Ruka. Just to change things up a little bit, I'm going to say you voted no.
I'm going to say you voted yes.
I'm saying no. You voted no, surely.
I voted yes.
Did you or not?
No, I voted yes.
You voted yes. Okay, well, there you go.
You voted yes. 4 from 4 this morning.
I just don't want to know people to think they can't be involved.
We took anyone who called, but the 4 that called this morning were yes votes. We there don't discriminate.
No.
We're taking every call.
They're all hanging on for something, but we got them all right, so.
Yeah, well, we nailed them all, didn't
we? Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Do you think the stuff that's happened at theme parks in Australia over the last couple of years is enough to turn families off on school holidays from going to the Gold Coast and hitting up the theme parks?
There'd be certain people who I think, would probably not go.
I know Dreamworld copped a hit of people that didn't go for a very long time.
Yeah, I've heard it's a bit of a ghost world.
Yeah.
Around Dreamworld.
But they've gone through all safety regulations and a whole bunch of, hoops they've had to jump through to get it all back up and running. So
it's probably the best time to go.
Exactly.
Because of how strict the regulations would be now.
Stories like this yesterday don't help. Movie World have a brand new roller coaster. And yesterday afternoon, people were on the roller coaster and it got stuck at the worst. I've seen the...
What's it called?
The roller coaster it's the brand new Movie World. It's called the DC Rivals Hypercoast.
Okay. Because I saw, when was this? Last week, people posting about how awesome it was.
Yep.
The roller coaster, apparently it's full on.
Apparently it had a mechanical failure. These guys were stuck at a 45 degree angle for about 10 minutes. Up and looking at the picture where they're stuck, they're kind of stuck on one of the loops that go up and around. So it kind of looks like they're...
Yeah, it's on the way up, wasn't it?
Yeah, from what I can see. I've got some video here from someone that was on the scene. It's a little bit hard to hear, but she's kind of videoing what she's seeing at the time. Take a listen.
Here we are at Movie World. Come to check out the new roller coaster and it seems to be a technical issue. All those people sitting up there at the top.
So that was at the start of it, just as it happened. So she was on her way to go try out the roller coaster, saw the people stuck and went, steering clear.
Probably not going to go on it.
That one over there.
Would it make you not want to go on it?
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Well, it's not very comforting, is it?
No.
And it's brand new, so...
You think it'd be good to go.
You think that they'd be doing full-on checks.
Yeah, honestly, this sort of stuff is enough for me to not... I mean...
It's happened at Movie World before, can I say, on the Green Lantern ride.
What, so
and that
what
was in the
there?
Last couple of years, and the coaster cart or whatever it was got stuck. It was on a flat, but it got stuck for a number of hours, I think.
So, I wouldn't say it's my worst nightmare, but just the thought of it, getting stuck. I mean, I don't get a thrill out of these rides, honestly. I mean, you're on there for 5 minutes, you get thrown around, you feel sick. I don't get the appeal.
I don't mind it.
You like this stuff?
Yeah, I don't mind a roller coaster. Gives you a bit of adrenaline. But when I lived in the States, I lived near a theme park called Busch Gardens, which is a theme park in America that has nearly the most roller coasters for any theme park in the world.
Oh, wow.
And I remember watching on the news that one of the roller coasters got stuck in the loop-de-loop. Like, and so everyone was hanging.
Oh, hanging upside down.
Hanging upside down. Mate. And I think it was a fair while that they were stuck there.
No.
And obviously all the blood rushes to your head and there was a few people who passed out.
Oh, no.
It wasn't great. So.
No.
Mm.
I've heard of Disney World. I've never heard of, what did you say?
Busch. Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
Could have come up with a better name for a theme park than Busch Gardens, wouldn't it?
It's more like an adult theme park. So Disneyland's more for like the kids. And Busch Gardens is a lot of roller coasters and kind of thrill-seeking rides.
And like big, decent-sized roller coasters. Because a lot of roller coasters we have in Australia, they're not very big, are they?
These ones are huge. And they have like the old-school wooden ones. Well, they had one of them.
You're not selling it to me, mate. The old school wooden ones. It's like the one at Luna Park in Melbourne whenever you're around there and you hear it going. I go, no.
That's every roller coaster,
isn't
it?
No, but this is real. This is bad. This sounds like it's just hanging together.
I went on the Lethal Weapon. It's not the Lethal Weapon anymore at Movie World, but when it was, and it's got the thing that comes down over your head, so your head's kind of between the padding of the brace that comes over
and is that good or bad?
Oh,
you feel safer?
You feel safe, but because it's so jolty and it jolts you from side to side, my earring stabbed me in the side of the neck.
See, I just don't see the appeal. What is the point of getting slammed around and then how'd you get it out?
Oh, it just kind of like jabbed me, but then I was like bleeding a little bit.
Great times. Just real good times up in the theme park.
I don't mind it.
No.
I don't mind. You stick to the jumping castles and I'll go on the roller coasters, all right, mate?
I'll be off with the 3-year-old kids.
Yeah, you go on the jumping castles.
Having a great time.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
This weekend, Ross Boss was saying, with the grand finals and a long weekend, it's going to go off. So get in there early.
It will be a big one.
Just gone 8:14, tops of 21 and sunny today. She's standing. Can only mean one thing. This.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaunby's movie bio guessing game.
We took it to the people of Australia on Saturday for our national show, 40-plus radio stations, and Bree absolutely smashed the rest of Australia.
Some people are good at science. Some people save lives. My brain remembers superfluous information.
It is absolutely ridiculous. Two words in and you're buzzing in, guessing a movie based on a bio. So it's a simple game. I read out a movie bio. First one to buzz in can have a guess. If they get it, best out of three, you win the day. Otherwise, if you don't get it, the other person gets a free crack. Now, who would you like to play first? I'll let you pick your competitor here.
Let's go Crystal.
You're going to go Crystal North Entrance. Morning, Crystal.
Morning.
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 Have you played before, Crystal?
No, I haven't played before and I'm really bad with movies.
Oh, well, why did you come on?
Pick the right one.
Crystal, did you not hear the policy of the game?
Yeah, but I can give it a crack. I'm feeling
she
positive.
She can. Everyone deserves a shot at this, Gaunty.
That's what life's all about, isn't it, giving it a crack? Crystal, I'll make a deal with you. If you lose, never call back for this game ever again.
No, you should try next
that's
week.
That's a fair deal.
No, that's a fair deal. If you lose this here, never call for this game ever again. Thank you.
Okay.
I love you, Crystal, by the way.
Buzz in with your name, Crystal.
Buzz in with your name if you think you know the movie. All right.
Okay.
There's an aspiring writer who's a loser at work and romance, recently dumped by his girlfriend. He is walking back from home when he meets.
Oh, I know this.
Good movie.
Oh.
Don't swear.
No, I'm not going to
swear. We're on the radio.
Oh, I forget the name
of it. I need your answer in three.
Hold on, stop talking.
Two. One.
So
that means you get a free guess, Crystal. Do you think you know what the movie is?
No, I'm going to have a guess. A Dog Year.
A Dog Year. Right, okay. We'll keep playing.
Crystal's loving it.
She's just here to mess with the game.
Oh, what is the name of that movie?
He gets given something.
Brie. It's got Bradley Cooper in it.
It does have Bradley Cooper
and
in it.
And it's been turned into a TV show. What's the name of it?
Been turned into a TV show.
Limitless.
Is correct. Yeah. That is the movie.
It's such a good movie.
Limitless. Crystal, thanks for listening to our show. Call anytime for anything else.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Just
thanks,
not
guys.
This.
No, you can call again, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal. Have a great day. He's in Gorokin. Morning, Kyle.
Morning.
Morning.
You need to win this, Kylie, to stop Brie winning the day yet again.
Oh, fingers crossed.
She's very good. Movie number two.
Come on.
At John Hughes High School, the students are the same as just about every other teenager. There's the popular jock.
Brie?
Jake. Yes.
Brie. Jake, the popular jock.
Jake, the popular jock. This to win the day.
Is it Mean Girls?
To be two out of three. Mean Girls. Is incorrect. Kylie Gorokin, have a free guess. Three.
Shake It Up.
Shake It Up is incorrect.
Bugger.
Jake takes a bet from Austin, the cocky blonde guy. Austin, the cocky blonde guy.
Is it the hot chick?
The hot chick. Free guess, Kylie.
No, don't know.
Don't know it? Okay, we'll move on. The cocky blonde guy that he can transform Janie, the pretty ugly girl.
She's all that.
She's all that.
Yeah, no, what?
Is incorrect on this movie. Free guess to Kylie. Need your answer quicker than that.
What? I'm so confused.
But two people are trying to stop Jake from succeeding. His evil sister, Catherine, the cruelest girl in the school. Kylie's buzzed
I know
in.
What it is.
Is it that Not Another Teen Movie thing?
I need the name of the movie.
Not Another Teen Movie.
Correct. Not Another Teen Movie
also
is correct.
Why are you doing this to me?
What?
It's taken the plot line from She's All That and it makes a funny movie out
I
of it.
I just Googled the movies, mate.
Damn it.
I don't know what they're ripping off.
Nice
Kylie,
work, Kylie.
Angus. Quick game's
there
a good
go,
game,
guys.
Mate. We're going to get stuck into this. I know you're back for redemption. Here's the movie.
No.
Here's the movie. In 2002, General Manager Billy Beane's Oakland A's lose to the Yankees in the playoff, then lose three stars to free agency. How can Beane field a competitive team when the A...
Angus.
Oh, I know the movie.
Angus, what is it?
Is it Moneyball?
It is.
Oh, my God. Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
I've seen that movie. It's
good. It is a good movie.
Nice work, Angus.
From 2000.
It's a long road to get there.
And 11. Oh, no, very long road. Very long road, but we got there. See, this is kind of like NBA players who play ridiculous amounts of games per season. When you've got to go back to back to back, it's tough.
My brain's tired. I told you. I can't play all these games.
Can you rest up till Saturday?
Nah,
you don't
want to
play. Are you
don't
retiring?
No
are you retiring?
Nah,
from the
I'll be right for Saturday.
Come on, you'll bounce back.
Get up with Brie and Gaunzi.
CFM.
A reality for a lot of people would be having housemates, especially with the rising rent costs and stuff like that. A lot of people have housemates these days.
I don't miss those days.
And it's rough.
Yep.
It can be really tough living with people, and you hear a lot about housemate feuds. People, you know, get into it with their housemates. People end up leaving dishes in the sink, then putting it in people's beds.
Yeah, it's quite invasive.
It is.
The housemate environment.
One of my friends, though, has this housemate feud going, and I feel like it's one of the best ones I've heard.
Can we help?
Can we
solve it?
She's got a housemate feud going with a guy that she lives with, and it's been going for like 6 months, and they've been back and forth, done some horrible things to each other, and they just don't get along.
Yeah.
And they are feuding as well about who should move out, because obviously it's not working. And she refuses to go because she was there first, and he refuses to go because it's cheap rent and he likes the actual property. So they're both staying put for now.
What a way to live.
I know.
What a great way to live your life.
But she did something the other week, which I feel is genius, don't get me wrong, but also maybe a step too far.
You just mentioned briefly something about dishes in a bed. Is it going down that road?
No.
Okay.
It's better than that.
Better than that.
So apparently this housemate of hers started seeing this girl he met off Tinder. So he was talking to this girl for a long time, and she has other housemates, and she's heard him mention her name to the other male housemate that they live with. Anyway, apparently the guy's been on 3 dates with this girl, but the girl hasn't been back to the house yet. So it's going well. He's been out on 3 dates, and she came up with this brilliant idea that she looked this girl up on Facebook and she found her using her name.
Yep.
Anyway, this is horrible.
She got in contact?
No. She went to Kmart.
Yeah.
She screenshotted some of the pictures off her Facebook of herself, of this girl. One of them was her graduation photo. She's put them in, what's it called? Picture frames.
Right.
Put them all in picture frames.
Yes.
She printed out these 3 photos of this girl, put them in picture frames. The guys went out on a date with the girl, and then she's put the picture frames in his room.
For when they come back. Oh, that's brilliant.
So they're going to come back to his room.
And he'll have pictures of her in frames.
She's going to walk in, and she'll see pictures of herself in this guy's room.
She might be into that kind of thing, commitment from the get-go. Shows he's keen.
Can you imagine?
He's already printed out photos. I don't know.
Imagine trying to explain that to the girl. Why do you have my graduation photo from 7 years ago in your room?
I love it.
Isn't it?
It sounds to me like there's a little bit of sexual tension between your
you
friend
reckon?
And the housemate.
I don't think so. She's got a boyfriend.
Even more confusing.
Isn't that evil, though?
It is evil.
That's like an evil, conniving plan.
I love that. Not even I would think of that. No, I'm evil, you know.
It's
I do
brilliant,
some stuff.
Isn't it? So, apparently, she hasn't done it yet, but she's got the pictures and the picture frames.
Yeah, ready
but
to
she's
go.
Waiting for him to go out on this next date.
Yep.
But then I said to her, this is me, what if he goes out on the date and he comes back without her and then he walks into the room and it's ruined?
It's ruined. Imagine if he's with another chick and there's this other girl in the frames.
That's good too.
See?
That's good.
Oh, man.
I can't wait.
When do they think they're going to go on a date this week?
I think she said that he's going to see her soon, but I said to her, can you keep me updated?
Oh, can we just add a little bit on it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she superimpose him in the pictures as well? So there's like graduation, he's inserted.
You took it too far, didn't you?
Oh, I took it too far, did I, mate?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You may have seen this news story. There's a pizza shop in Tassie tackling the big issues, Bree.
Yeah, it's making headlines all around Australia at the moment. It's called Wise Guys Pizza in Launceston. And obviously the marriage equality debate is everywhere at the moment. And they're making headlines because a billboard was put on the side of their shop. And it's okay to say no billboard. And the guys at the pizza shop wrote next to it to pineapple pizza. It's okay to say no to pineapple on pizza.
Look, I do agree that everyone in Australia should be allowed to have their say, but when it comes to pineapple on pizza, it needs to be on there, guys.
It's okay to say no.
I'm a pineapple lover. Alex Jones from that pizza shop joins us right now. Morning, Alex.
Morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Alex, what's it been like? You've obviously had a lot of attention in the last however many days. What's the reception been like?
It's been absolutely crazy. We did not expect it. We've had emails from all over the world with lots of support. We've even had people pre-order pizzas from Florida and sort of ask to pay it forward sort of thing. So
no.
it's been a lot of fun.
When it comes to the pineapple on the pizza, do you strongly believe in this? Do you refuse to serve a pizza with pineapple on it?
No, I don't mind pineapple. I'm definitely not against pineapple. But, you know, like we've said, it's a choicey. So we saw this sign go up and we thought, look, I think there's been a longer running debate of whether pineapple belongs to pizza. So we thought we'd drive everyone's attention back to that. So, look, we're definitely not against pineapple, that's for sure.
Reading into the story, and if you know, dig a little deeper, I mean, you guys are saying you're not looking to take a political stance, but, I mean, you've really jumped on something that in Australia right now is something that really needs to be discussed, and you've kind of a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek kind of view on it. But, I mean, have you found that from people? Have you found a lot of people have seen it that way, like a strong political stance?
No, I wouldn't say so. No, I wouldn't get that. I think what it's done more is, like, that bit of Aussie humour has actually been, what we've seen is people being able to talk under the guise of pineapple, that SSM. And I think it's been really good, just in the sense that, you know, people can sort of, you know, without all that hate and on either side, or they can sort of get back to talking about it on a sort of humorous level, which I think is important. So very, very minor sort of bad feedback. But as soon as you start talking to people, they sort of come around. So, yeah.
Have a bit of a laugh about it. Alex, I need to know, when the billboard went up, obviously it's a very massive billboard on the side of your pizza shop. Whose idea was it to write the graffiti next to it?
Well, we're actually moving house at the time, and one of the boys helping us was like, we were just having this moment, and we were trying to think of all these different things, of ways we could tackle it without sort of, you know, going further to one side or the other. One of the boys goes, the pineapple debate. And I said, let's roll with that. So we got up on the ladders and we started painting.
Any chance we get a pizza sent to the central coast of Australia? I mean, I know Launceston is a fair way, but can we? How do we test these pizzas that you guys pump out?
Look, I think we can make this happen. We're actually heading up that way in April, so maybe we can do a bit of a pineapple on pizza mission up there and see you guys up on the central coast, because I'll tell you what, you guys are living in God's country up there. It's an absolutely beautiful part of Australia.
It is. April's a long time away.
Can you bring garlic bread, Alex, please?
We can bring a garlic bread. We can make it happen.
I'm about that.
And when it comes to the vote, Alex, are you voting yes or no? I'm not talking pineapple pizza here. I'm talking...
Look, business, obviously, you can't take a political stance. We sort of, you know, we see that's very important. For me, like, I think, you know, I'm definitely a big believer in love is love. I think there's... I try to think to when I'm an old man, you think, you know, what are the things that you wish you'd done more in life? And I think happiness is the most important thing. I think people just deserve to be happy no matter who they are, where they come from. And life's too short. Why hold people back from happiness? So definitely I'm voting yes.
Well said, Alex.
It's a good take on it.
That's great, mate.
Why deny people the right to love someone, I guess.
100%, 100%. And, mate, if anyone's listening on the Central Coast right now, they're going to Launceston. Best pizzas in town, Wise Guys Pizzas.
Head there now.
Thanks very much, guys.
A little plug for you, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show. Alex Jones from that pizza shop here at...
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
On Today Extra. I don't know if you saw it.
Was not watching Today Extra yesterday, unfortunately.
You don't go home and flick it on?
Did not care. Who hosts that show?
Sonia Kruger and David Campbell.
No.
I love those guys.
Do you?
I catch it every day.
Sure.
They had a country music artist, Melinda Schneider. You don't know who that is either, do you?
I don't know Melinda Schneider.
Well, she's big in the country music world. You should know that because we had Country Music Mondays.
We do. We back that. Is she Australian?
Yeah, she's an Aussie.
Perfect.
And anyway, she was on the show and...
Oh, Schneids?
Yeah, Schneidy.
Oh, Schneidy. Now you're talking.
Schneidy.
Oh, I know Schneider.
Anyway.
Ripper.
5 minutes before the interview was about to go to air, apparently she's asked the producers if her son Sullivan could join the show.
Yep.
And just sit next to her. You know, what could go wrong? 5-year-old kid, live television.
Match made in heaven.
His favourite word, Gaundy.
Yes.
Apparently, take a listen.
Sure. Sullivan, what's your favourite word?
I think he's going to be a bird man. What should I say?
I think you might be right. No, some of the best of us are. Do you have a favourite country song? You know your mum's a very famous country singer. Do you have a favourite country music song?
Ollie, Patsy, Loretta. Should we just end this interview right here?
No! I don't want this interview to ever end.
Thank you, Sonny.
Can I get a high five before you go?
Yeah!
Yeah.
I said boobie.
Oh, we get it, mate. We get it.
Love my lady, love.
Wasn't Dave loving it?
He was killing himself.
Say it again. Say it again.
Too
wow,
good.
Boobies, his favourite word. Things don't change, mate. From the age of 5,
seriously,
to now,
he'll be exactly the same in 15 years. He'll probably be on TV again saying the same thing.
Is that a YouTube video yet?
I don't know, but someone
Come
needs to
on.
Make it one. It's hilarious.
Were you actually watching that, or did you see it online?
No, I saw it online. I've got better things to do than watch Today Extra.
You faked watching Sonia and David's show. Those poor guys.
I'm sure there's lots of people watching that show. They don't need me. I'm sure they've got a massive
They need all the help they can get. Back tomorrow. Nick Kelly up next. Have a great Tuesday. The weather's looking great on the coast. And just remember one thing.
What?
Boobies. I knew I could get you to laugh
well,
on that.
You're not you immature, five, mate,
you're,
are you?
You immature brain.
You'll be in trouble after the show.
No doubt.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.